You're an ally?
You're a part of the Axis.
Please, dude.
You're part of the Axis of Evil. I'm an ally.
You are the patriarchy.
I am.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm the patriarchy, also an ally.
You're like the, you know, there's like the girl flexing her muscle with a bandana of like the girls.
Yeah.
You're that dude of the patriarchy. It's just you, like
Riveter Rosie. You, I think Rosie the Riveter.
Is that the name?
Yeah,
it's funny.
That's the World War II propaganda.
Getting girls
into
the factory
for the broads to get them into the factories, like. Be like Rosie the Dyke Riveter.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Get in there and be a factory worker.
That must have been funny, though. In the, when was that? The 40s?
Yeah.
The 1940s. And like, we're going to the factory. And they're in there for a week like this. Fucking
they must have been
sucks.
Like, oh, no. Can you imagine sending these fucking chicks to a factory right now?
Yeah.
Dude, I worked in a fucking ice cream factory. And it sucks dick. Factories fucking suck. You ever work in a factory?
Fuck no, dude.
Factories are the worst.
Oh, no, I've worked in the closest thing to a factory. I worked in a warehouse, and that was fucking dismal.
Warehouses are terrible, but
nothing like a factory.
I've worked on assembly lines.
Yeah.
I worked in a fucking...
I mean, that's literally for the dumbest people.
Yeah, I worked in a part of the ice cream factory where we were putting glue into a hot glue machine. That would seal the packages.
So you weren't even part of the ice cream process. You're part
of
constructing like the Breyers container.
Oh, of course. Hershey's ice cream, dude. And
imagine clocking fucking 50
years
of that.
Also, this is your work day starts at 5 a.m.
Of course, dude. You're at the fucking ice cream factory.
So that means I'm waking up in my house in Mechanicsburg at 4 a.m.
Dude.
And working, dude, you would work 12-hour days.
Of course you do.
You would work 5 to 5.
Jesus Christ.
Can you fucking imagine that?
No.
And it was just putting glue into a container for 12
what
hours.
The fuck? Where'd you get this job?
My fucking dad, dude.
He put you in the factory?
My dad would give me the worst jobs he could think of.
Your dad fucking 8-miled you?
My dad put me in a factory, yeah. They pretty much fired me.
Dude, you are B-Rabbit.
I fucking, no. B-Rabbit was working hard in the factory. I was figuring out how long I could sleep in the locker room, in the break room.
You got fired from the ice cream
There was
factory.
Also there was also a freezer that was like negative 30 degrees, and you couldn't work in there longer than like a half hour at a time.
Really?
So it had to be a half hour on, a half hour off, which that was a good job.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
You go fucking work, but when
that's
you're in the
churning
freezer,
the cream, though, dude, in the freezer.
No, you never had to fucking,
you
dude,
weren't shooting.
They're not letting fucking retards touch the ice cream.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
I used to work at Brewster's, dude. I was a retard touching the ice cream.
Well, maybe when they serve it, but I mean, like, the factory workers, yeah, you could touch it.
Who the fuck have touching the ice cream?
But nobody's making it. Those guys aren't making it.
But they have, like, fucking
have
scientists
machines,
in there.
Dude. They have machines.
Oh, yeah, they have robots.
It just flows right into a fucking vat.
They have, like, white coat scientists
yeah,
fucking mixing the strawberries.
Some guy from Duncan stirring ice cream. Nobody knows Duncan. Everybody there was from fucking Duncan. Everybody there had to commute, like, over an hour to get to this place.
God damn,
it was
damn,
the worst
man.
Job I've ever seen in my
Jesus
life.
Jesus Christ.
And you had to wear a fucking jumpsuit.
Of course.
There was,
guy,
the there was a guy. There was a guy. Oh, all right, good. I got a good story.
Yeah.
There was a fat fucking guy next to me.
Was he the tester?
His locker next to me, and he would always sleep on it. He would always sleep on my fucking locker.
Oh.
And he had, and he was always like half naked, and he had, he had fucking tan lines from wearing overalls.
Oh.
Like he had suspender tan lines, which means when he's home and cutting the lawn and all that shit. Just suspenders. Just this obese guy. And he was pretty much blind. And he and I worked in this tiny ass room together. And he would just walk into me. Like I'd be standing there.
God.
And he would be from me to you. And I'd be watching him the whole way. He would just walk right into me. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, Rick?
You guys are holding the hot glue guns?
Well, that was when I was working on the metal that surrounds the giant cardboard containers.
Oh, my God.
There's a metal ring at the top of these big barrels.
And it's literally like...
So sharp. They would cut my fucking hands all day.
And you're just literally metal ring on.
Metal ring.
Metal ring
no,
on.
Loading like 40 or 50 metal, long metal, I don't know what the fuck they are, slices into this machine. That would then make them a circle.
This is never ending all day.
Damn, dude. I can't explain that well at all.
I know exactly.
I
no,
exactly
I know
exactly how
about.
All the factory workers do. But then one day, towards the end of my illustrious career, Rick was taking a shit.
Oh, my God.
And I stuck my cell phone over the stall Because I knew he was blind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was an old, fat, blind guy at this factory. And I filmed him taking a shit. Just for like 20 seconds. And then...
Oh, my God.
And then I showed my sister when I got home, and she started laughing. And then my mom got a hold of it and started fucking crying.
No.
My mom saw it and cried. And she was like, is this what you're into?
Filming blind guy shit.
She was so disheartened by how shitty a move that was.
She thought you were filming blind guy shitting at the ice cream factory. Dude, that's so funny.
It was the worst. I used to sit there and try to throw shit into this one guy's pocket of his jumpsuit. And then if I ever got one in, like a glue chip, if I ever got one in, I'd be like, come over here. You want to see a magic trick? And I'd show him a glue chip. I'd be like, watch this. Check your back pocket right now. And he'd reach in and be like, how'd you do that? He literally didn't have teeth. He's the first guy I met that didn't have teeth. He had fucking, he had no teeth.
Dude, of course you worked at the ice cream factory. You probably only ate ice cream for dinner ever, dude.
I worked at the fucking ice cream factory. It was the worst.
That sounds fucking horrible.
That was a scared straight job. That was all right, I'm going back to school.
You better.
And then one time my dad got me a job.
You were in Wonka land in a fucking jumpsuit all day.
It's horrific. Being an Oompa Loompa is the worst job you can have.
They fucking painted you orange, put green hair on you, and sent you to the fucking ice cream factory.
It was the worst.
Go ahead.
Then I worked. My dad always just got me jobs. But he always made sure he gave me the worst fucking job.
This is a good move.
And then I worked at an auto auction where I had to clean out the repoed cars.
Yeah, it's tough.
All summer, just cleaning out.
Jesus.
And then during the day, and if your car gets repoed, you don't give a fuck about your car.
No.
Like, so there's diapers and fucking condoms.
Yeah.
And just, literally shit.
Especially if you know it's coming. If you know they're going to get you, it's like, fuck it.
And I had to clean those out. And that's in the middle of fucking July, so it's like 120 degrees.
Sucks. And like a hot. A
fucking old Dodge Charger filled with fucking shit.
Just blunt guts and fucking King Cobra cans, dude.
Oh. And that's where I discovered that, you know, say what you want about the African-American community, but they certainly do drive American vehicles.
Hell yeah, dude.
They love Dodge and fucking Chevy.
Dude, I like where you went with that, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were piloting into a fucking mountain. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Say what you want about black people, but they do drive American.
They drive American, dude. Fuck yeah.
Black people love Dodge.
Yeah.
Dodge fucking Chargers.
That's good.
Chevy Impalas.
Yo.
All of it.
Loving that.
You leave a city, you will not see one fucking Dodge outside of like a shitty pickup truck. In the city, though, every other car is a fucking Charger.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. That's hilarious.
Or a fucking Challenger.
Damn, I never thought about how fucking patriotic they are.
Black people are patriotic as fuck when it comes to their cars.
Hell yeah, I like that. It's fucking sick, dude.